WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision.
And now, the WGIL Sports Broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Well, let's get you at least a start, chunk of the starting laps. The PA announcer here, Kirk, is all he told me.
And number 42, a 5'11", senior, Audrey Peck. And now for your Lady Maroons. At guard, a 5'4 junior, number 12, Caroline Hazen. At forward, a 5'7 junior, number 20, Nadie McDowell. Nunn. A guard, a 5'7 junior, number 40, Isabella Smith. At point guard, the 5'3 junior, number 13, Cadence Tatum. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 32, Braylee Trice.
Well, that is a completely different starting lineup than what Coach...
I suppose when you don't come to the game, you don't get to pick the
lineup. Yeah, Coach Stanimore gave me, so I who knows what's going on with that. Wow. Okay. Anyway, all right, just about ready to get things underway. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here from Moline's Wharton Fieldhouse, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and the Moline Maroons is ready to get things underway. So now I got to remark my let's see my program here. Streaks have the basketball to start the ball game.
What
the
a
road
tip
team,
off.
Yeah, the road team gets it, and Moline comes out in a what are we doing here?
It looks like a confused man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Lauren Livingston down the left side lane. Fakes, kicks over to Abby Davidson. Fakes, jump shot from the right elbow. No good. Too long. Rebound tapped out. And coming away with it is Cadence Tatum for the Maroons. Drives down, switches over to the right side, puts it up and in.
Good aggressive take by Tatum. She got that ball and just pushed it all the way up.
Now a three-pointer left wing. Lauren Livingston is up and good. She picked up where she left off from the other night. Streaks with a 3-2 lead. 7:23 to play, just underway here. Caroline Hazen with a three-pointer left wing. No good. Audrey Peck down with a rebound for the Streaks. And now she's going to get tied up. We're going to have a jump ball, and the possession arrow points toward the Moline Maroons.
Well, good job by the Streaks coming out and being aggressive offensively. Lauren was open and just firing the ball up the floor was Riley to get into the offense. I always like it. I prefer that style of pushing it up, Tom, rather than the slow walk up by the point guard. I feel like a lot of times teams leave points off the board because they don't go and push the tempo when the defense is transitioning after a made basket.
Looking to inbound is Cadence Tatum.
And a three-pointer hit by Isabella Smith.
It was Isabella Smith from the right wing, puts it up and in, and Moline takes the lead, 5-3, 7:07 to play here in the first quarter. Right wing, Cadence Lighted gets it down on the right block to Abby Davidson. Shot won't fall, and they're going to say the rebound went off of Lauren Livingston. It's going to go back to the Maroons. They'll bring it back the other way. So Randy Weeble, the interim coach for the Moline Maroons.
After one quarter of the play, the boys with a 26-17 lead over the Moline Maroons. DeMarco Harden with 12 points in that opening quarter.
On the right side, this is Isabella Smith looking for some help, guarding by Abby Davis, and finally gets it away. A three-pointer up and no good by Braylee Trice. Rebound is going to go to the floor, but we've got a foul as Riley Jenkins was going after the rebound. Foul goes against, who do you call it on? Caroline Hazen. That'll be the first foul in the basketball game. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 6:40 to play first quarter. It's Moline 5, Galesburg 3. Riley Jenkins to bring it up for the streak. She'll be met by Caroline Hazen.
Sorry, was there a missed shot there?
Yes, it was a missed three by who was it?
Bucket for Davidson going inside. Nice shot by the streaks rotating the ball around. We're tied at five.
So Abby with the basket. Brayley Trice on the miss. And Trice has it, left elbow, pulls back out. Good defense from Lauren Livingston. Made her push it back out. Inside it goes to McDowell Nunn. Missed the shot. Rebound Audrey Peck. Gets taken away from behind. McDowell Nunn shoots the shot falling to the floor. Can't hit. Hazen gets a rebound. Gets it off to Trice. She can't hit. And finally Abby Davidson comes away with it for the streaks. Back the other way. Riley Jenkins had it knocked away. Going to go back to the streaks. Good aware play by Caroline Hazen. She saw Riley kind of look away, looking over how the defense was set and her offensive players, and got in there, tapped away. Nice backdoor pass from Audrey Peck to Caden Slidek down on the right block. Fakes. Now she's got to kick it back out. Good defense as they closed out on her in the form of Trice. Yeah, Brayley Trice. Now it is Audrey Peck, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Caden Slidek. Over through Abby Davidson, though, trying to get her down on the left block, and the streaks turn it over. Tied at 5, 5:29 to play here in quarter number one. Lily Hudgens getting set to check in for the streaks, as is Kiara Kilgore, the freshman. Left side, this is Trice. Drives baseline, shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Abby Davidson comes away with it. Nice defensive play by Audrey Peck. Now Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane. Gets around one, and we're going to have, a charging call. Wow, I don't like that. It was Cadence Tatum on the defense, and she was backing up. So foul goes against Riley Jenkins, her first team foul on the streaks, as Caden Slidek and Abby Davidson get a break as Lily Hudgens and Kiara Kilgore check in for the streaks.
Streaks, four turnovers so far, only four turnovers, 5 points. We're accumulating turnovers in a hurry.
Cross midcourt, this is Cadence Tatum on the left side, kicks it out top of the key to Trice. Trice down the right side of the lane, scoops a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to McDowell Nunn in the paint. And her shot partially blocked by Audrey Peck. Audrey comes away with a rebound. Good defense by the streaks. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side to Lily Hudgens, right wing for three. Banks it in. I don't think there's been a game she has not hit at least one three. Streaks take the lead 8-5. Quickly back the other way, the Maroons. It's Isabella Smith with it. Down on the right baseline, missed the short shot. Rebound comes away to Riley Jenkins, but got knocked away from behind. And Hazen ran it down. Now a long three out high on the right side. Smith, Kara Kilgore with a rebound for the streaks. She'll outlet to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run. Lily Hudgens right side. Thought about the three. Back to Kara Kilgore, top of the key. Now Lily Hudgens right wing. They're letting her, giving her some space on that three. She's going to take it this time. Short on that one. Rebound comes down to Kiara Kilgore. Back to Lily Hudgens on the right wing. She'll bring it back out. Reset for the streaks. Lily Hudgens on the right side. Out between the circles. Kiara Kilgore. Left side it goes to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Now right wing. Long three from Lily Hudgens. Oh, in and out. No good. And a rebound to the weak side. Oh, come on. Get a reach foul. Come on.
Yeah, call that both
that's
ways.
That's pretty ticky-tacky there. It's going to go against, was it Audrey or Lauren? No, it goes against Audrey Peck. That's her first. Called her for the reach on Cadence Tatum. And we've got a timeout. And is this the official timeout? I believe it is. We'll take one as well. 3:49 to play first quarter. Galesburg 8, Moline 5. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yim and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Ram 1500 0% for 72 months, and the new 2020 ProMaster only $24,361, or choose 0 for 60. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit at Yim for details.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 8-5, 3:49 to play first quarter. I just told Eric, I just now noticed something. The Maroons, they actually have cheerleaders across the floor. That's another place where there's no bleachers across the other side of the floor, so their cheerleaders are spread out along there, but they're actually cheering too. I thought that was one that was not legal. I'm fine with it because it's a little noise in the gym. I like it. They do have some fans here. All the fans are up top on the, I don't know if there's any above us, but most of them on the far side. Trice into the paint, kicks to the right corner to Smith, fires a three, good, and we are tied.
Second one.
Yeah, second three for Isabella Smith. She's got six of the Moline eight. Tied at eight, Riley Jenkins out high left side for the Streaks. Against the man-to-man, Lauren Livingston out high right side with a long three, too strong, rebound, Kara Kilgore. Goes toward the basket, has to kick it back out, gets to Lily Hudgens. She's got it on the right wing, goes to the corner, fires a 17-footer, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes away to Trice for the Moline Maroons. Trice on the run, left side. And
nice
shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. That's got to go back to the Streaks. It went back into the hands of Trice, and
right.
She bounced it out of bounds, but they're pointing toward Moline. Riley blocked it, and Trice's hands came down on the ball, and she bounced it out of bounds. I don't know how the official didn't see that one. Goes back to the Maroons. What a great defensive play, though, by Riley Jenkins. Trice, top of the key, fires a long three-pointer. That's in and out, no good. Audrey Peck with a rebound and hands off to Riley Jenkins. Streaks on the run. Riley down the right side, kicks to Lily on the right wing, fakes a 17-footer, now steps to the left, fires it. Too strong, rebound. Audrey Peck saves it inbounds, gets it to Lauren Livingston on the left wing. To Kiara Kilgore down the lane, kicks out to Riley on the right baseline for three. She misses that one, just hit the front of the rim, and the rebound comes away to McDowell Nunn. Now it's Trice, gives way to Tatum down the right side of the lane, high off the glass, no good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound, she's going to push the tempo again. Riley down the right side on the wing now. Hesitation dribble, picks it up on the wing, gives out high right side to Audrey Peck. She'll swing it over to Lily Hudgens. Bounces
nice
for Kiara Kilgore on the left block. Kiara with the left hand up and in. Great pass by Lily Hudgens. That's one of the things Coach Massey was talking about, the great passing. Kiara Kilgore with her first basket, 10-8 streaks, 2:13 to play first quarter.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it keeps up at this pace, we're going to see how good the benches are.
Absolutely.
For both these teams.
McDowell Nunn with a three out high left side. That's good. Nadie McDowell Nunn, third three for the Maroons. Now they take an 11-10 lead with under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. Gives to Audrey Peck. Now right wing it goes to Lily Hudgens. Out high right side, near midcourt, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble against Hazen.
Hazen's giving her very little room.
Now inside Kiara Kilgore Audrey Peck, and she got hit on the arm by Trice going up. No call. Trice comes away with it. Trice steps in. Now, come on. Now you're going to call that on Lauren?
Yeah. There was a way more contact at this end.
Absolutely. So Lauren Livingston gets called for the foul. That'll be her first third team foul on the Streaks, and that'll put Braylee Trice at the free throw line with two shots, 1:31 to play here in the first quarter. Trice with two shots.
She's yet to score, right?
Still not. I'm going to say till now, but she missed that shot. Trice is a 5'9
senior.
Yep. I'm surprised. The roster that Coach Sandemore sent me actually has their weights on it, too. They don't usually do that for the girls. They just have a height. She missed the second one. Riley Jenkins with the rebound to Caden Slidek back into the ball game. On the right wing, on the dribble, kicks out to Kiara Kilgore. Now gives to Riley Jenkins between the center circle. She'll direct some traffic. And the Maroons in a 1-2-2 now, it looks like. Left side, Caden Slidek. Out high, it goes to Lily Hudgens. Now top of the key, Lily on the dribble. Gives to Riley, right wing, right baseline. Caden Slidek wide open for the three. Missed it. Rebound on the weak side, though. Kiara Kilgore took some contact, no call. And had her hands on the rebound, got taken away by Trice. A lot of contact on streak attempts under the basket. Now Trice down the right side. Nobody cut her off. She laid it up and in. And make it 13-10.
Good pass.
Moline. Now Caden Slidek got the pass to Abby Davis and couldn't get the shot in. Rebound comes away to Ellie Lynn, who's in the ball game for Moline. Top of the key, Tatum fires a three from straight on. That's good. Wow, they're heating it up.
Streaks are having an issue hitting the bunnies, and they're hitting from outside.
Now a steal on the full court pressure. Smith with it, and she gets called for a double dribble. So the teams exchange turnovers with 28.8 to play in the quarter. Lauren Livingston checking back in for the Streaks. Also checking in is Abby Lingefelter, as Caden Slidek and Abby Davidson are going to get a break. Who else came in? Let's see. Audrey's on the bench. Let's see. Well, we've got Kiara Kilgore, Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Lily Hudgens, and Abby Lingefelter in the game for the Streaks. 24 seconds to play. Right wing, Lily Hudgens fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Paige Melton, a sophomore for Moline. Down the right side, Melton kicks it back out. Stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Lauren with the steal, got in the passing lane. Gets to Lily Hudgens running the floor to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Penetrates, kicks over to Kiara Kilgore on the left side. Lost a handle on it. And Tatum comes away with it for the Maroons. Tatum beats everybody down the floor, lays it up at the buzzer and in. She just outran everybody down the floor that time. And Tatum puts it up and into the buzzer. She's got 7. And we played one quarter of basketball, and Moline's jumped out to an 8-point lead. It's Moline 18, Galesburg 10. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go. Dave's Auto Body.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streets for the basketball to start the second quarter. Lily Hudgens gets a 17-footer, but Audrey Peck there with a rebound and putback and gets her first basket and cut it to 18-12 Moline.
Streets were stuck on a number there, Tom. They had a 10-8 lead early in the first quarter and couldn't score until that bucket just then.
Tatum gets top of the key to Renee Shipp for the Maroons. Carried the ball twice.
They don't call that anymore.
Nope. I've seen it called once this year.
Have you?
I think it was the first game down at Central Catholic. Now the left baseline, it goes to Tatum. Now kicks out to Ellie Lynn. Missed the three. Rebound Abby Lingefelter for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins down the court. Gives it between the circles to Abby Lingefelter. Left side, Lily Hudgens bounces on the baseline for Audrey Peck. Turn around, can't hit the shot. Lauren Livingston with a rebound, took some contact, can't hit, but she's going to go to the free throw line.
Wow, Abby Peck had a great baseline opportunity, and she went back and spun it to the left shoulder and shot a fadeaway. If she would have just dropped, stepped down, and gone up with her left hand, it would have been easy, too.
Cadence Tatum with the foul. Lauren Livingston goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. First one, missed that one. A rare miss for Lauren Livingston. Trice back in the ballgame. She'll replace Tatum. So Lauren Livingston, the senior at the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Eyes it. Second one is up. That one is perfect. Four in the game for Lauren. Make it 18-13. Moline with the lead. Out high on the left side. This is Paige Melton inside to Trice. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Rebound comes down to Lily Hudgens. Good help defense by Audrey Peck. Lauren Livingston out high right side, goes to the wing, now crosses over into the paint. The runner is up and rolls around, uses all the rim and falls through. Six for Lauren, a little three-point run quickly. Now it's 18-15 Moline. Under 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. And it goes to Trice down the left block and misses the shot, got herself too far under the basket. Good defense again by Audrey Peck and Abby Lingefelter with a rebound. Riley Jenkins with it now.
Trice keeps burying herself under the basket, and she's ending up having to lean in, and that's why her shot keeps getting blocked or airballed.
Lily Hudgens for three, left wing, bounces high and falls through, her second of the ball game. And we are tied at 18, 6 minutes to play in the first half.
Streaks have scored all 8 points in this quarter.
Trice hands off to Melton. Melton out high on the left side, being guarded by Lily Hudgens, pulls it back out, left of the big maroon M in the floor. Now hands off to Trice out high left side with 5:46 to play. Back to Melton. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Top of the key, it goes to Lynn. Lynn fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down. Good block out by Abby Lingefelter. Outlets to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run. Tried to get it underneath Audrey Peck, but tried to go over the top with a pass, but it got blocked, but it's going to go back to the Streaks as it was Lynn that knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, usually Riley's pretty good at identifying that. Right there, she got herself up in the air and couldn't get the pass over the top like she was trying.
Now, what I think, I'm speculating here, what I think she was thinking, that I thought she probably thought she was going to be able to split the defenders, that they would, that she'd be able to go right through them, but then they didn't do that. Inbound to Lily Hudgens, right wing for three, missed it. And the rebound, Lauren Livingston got pushed, but still brought it down on the left baseline, got hammered again, and no call. They're going to say she just threw it out of bounds. Went up for the shot. Somebody hit her on the elbow, and it goes out of bounds. Wow.
Eight turnovers
out for the
Streaks. Lauren
does not miss that bad.
Yeah.
My goodness. All right. Well, we're tied at 18, 5-18 to play here in the first half. This is Tatum across midcourt, met by Lily Hudgens. Gets out high left side to McDowell Nunn. McDowell Nunn to Trice. Now it's Tatum out high right side. Over the top,
nice
tried to
steal.
Get it inside to McDowell Nunn, but Audrey Peck there and got in the passing lane and snatched the ball out of the air. Lily Hudgens to Audrey Peck, top of the key, looks over the defense, looks for help. Back to Lily, right wing, wide open three, too strong. Rebound tapped up by Abby Davis, and Lauren Livingston comes down with a 15-footer, left wing is no good. Trice down with a rebound for the Maroons. Streets just not able to get much to fall on their offensive end. Now pass, Trice threw it right into the legs of Abby Davis, and Lily Hudgens comes away with it. Lily, one on two, made a nice fake up off the glass and in. What a move by Lily Hudgens. Wow.
Might have been an extra step there.
I like the move, though. It looked NBA-ish, but that was a great move, though. And now a timeout called by Randy Weeble with 4:34 to play, 30 seconds to play here. 30-second timeout, 4:34 to play in the half. Streaks lead 2018. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games tonight. Driving a wonderful certified pre-owned Nissan Maxima. Really, really nice car. Rides really smooth on the road. And you like bells and whistles. It's got them. You know, I think just about any Nissan you set foot in has the technology, anything and everything that you like, and this one is included. We'll talk about coming up a little bit at halftime, the lifetime warranty, what that means, and also some of the other things that they've got going on, like the brand new Nissan Rogue. It's redesigned for 2021, and they've got 15 on the lot. They got a bunch more coming in, but they're going to go fast, so you're going to want to check those out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Home of the lifetime warranty. Maroons with the basketball. Hazen back in. She's got it on the left side. Carey, no call. Top of the key, it goes to Paige Melton. Now to McDowell Nunn. Top of the key, it's Tatum. Right wing, it goes to Smith. She'll fire the three. No good. Rebound, Hazen goes over the back, but Riley Jenkins is able to keep it alive. Kiara Kilgore comes away with it. Back to Riley. Left wing, Lauren Livingston fires a three. Good! Her second of the ball game. She's got six in the quarter. And nine for the game, and the Streaks now lead 23-18.
Streaks on a 13-0 run.
Under 4 minutes to play first half. McDowell Nunn at the free throw line, left elbow, puts a shot up, no good. Riley Jenkins had Hazen go over her back, and what's the call?
I think they're going to say out on Riley. Yep.
I mean, she would have had the rebound. Full timeout called. Is this?
This is the mass
Oh,
timeout.
This is the 90-second timeout. All right, so... I don't know. I think Riley would have had the rebound if Hazen hadn't been on her back. So anyway, Galesburg Nissan is going to talk a little bit about the lifetime warranty, the powertrain warranty. Comes on every new Nissan you buy, Galesburg Nissan, and all the certified pre-owns. All right, so it's a limited lifetime powertrain warranty. Much of the engine, transmission, transfer case, the all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly, it's covered for you. So some great peace of mind. And then there's even extra coverage that you can purchase if you would like, if you want even more peace of mind. But you got to check it out. Check out whether it's certified pre-owned or brand new Nissan at Galesburg Nissan. Again, we mentioned the brand new Rogue. If you're a technology lover, you're going to love, number one, the redesigned look of the Nissan Rogue. But if you like technology, they're actually the Platinum Edition that's sitting on the showroom floor. You can actually program the dashboard where your gauges are to look the way you want.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Got great technology. So check it out at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Inbound comes to McDowell Nunn. Gives way to Melton out high right side to Smith. Being guarded by Abby Davidson. Now back it goes to Melton. She's got it out near the center circle. Left of the center circle, it goes to Tatum. Now Smith drives right baseline. Lost a handle on it.
Travel.
Should be a double dribble. Oh, travel. Okay. Wasn't sure if she dribbled again or picked it up. Trice will come back in the game, and she will replace Melton.
Tom, the boys up at half, 47-26. Wow. They went on a 13-0 run in the second quarter and scored 21 points in the quarter to build that lead.
So the Streaks boys in action. Here is Lauren Livingston, left wing, being guarded by McDowell. Nunn now gives to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it back out high and reset out high on the left side. Left wing to Lauren Livingston, fires a three, bounces too strong off the glass. Abby Davidson gets the rebound, but she's tied up with Hazen. Possession arrow points
Streak
which way?
Ball, yeah.
Oh, yep, Streaks basketball. Good hustle by Abby going after the offensive glass. Riley Jenkins to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes wide open. Abby Davidson, left block, puts it up off the glass and in. Thought she took some contact, too, on that one. She's got four, make it 25-18 Streaks. Just over 3 minutes to play in the half. Hazen, top of the key to Trice. Right winger goes to Smith. Back to Trice, top of the key. Out high left side, it's Hazen. Hazen puts it on the floor, back to Trice between the circles. Being guarded by Lauren Livingston to McDowell Nunn in the paint.
Traveled.
And
they
called 3 seconds, yep.
She pulled the pivot.
That's what
too.
I thought. That's what I thought, but they called the 3 seconds on her. Now back into the Moline lineup is Ellie Lynn. She'll replace McDowell Nunn. 2:47 to play in the half. Streaks with a 25-18 lead. Riley Jenkins brings it across and sets the offense. To Kiara Kilgore out high left side. Swing it to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Cadence gives to Riley out high. And I wish they would call Hazen for the hand check. She just keeps pushing Riley all over the floor as she's handling the ball. Now down to the block. Wide open.
Nice.
Abby Davidson from Cadence Leidick. Abby puts it up and in. She's got a quick 4-point run. Make it 27-18. Streaks continuing with her biggest lead. 2:21 to play in the half. Hazen, Trice, spins at the right elbow
travel
into the paint. Good defense by Lauren Livingston. And, yeah, they didn't. We saw the travel. The officials did. Now Hazen drives in right side. Got knocked away by Riley Jenkins.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to go, say it went off the Streaks last.
I'm wondering how bad that. Trice has that right hand all taped up, and she's not even using it to slap hands. I bet it's hurting her pretty good.
It looks like it might be a thumb injury, the way it kind of comes up on that thumb. Inbound comes to Hazen on the right wing. Gets it out high right side to Lynn. Now this is Tatum with it, top of the key to Smith. And she just switched her pivot foot there.
Yeah.
And now a timeout called by
Coach
Randy
Weeble.
With, let's see, 1:56 to play. It's full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
1:56 to play in the half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a 27-18 lead on the Moline Maroons. Moline with a basketball. Tatum to inbound on the far sideline. And she gets it back in the center circle, being guarded by Cadence Leidick. Now picked it up, and she just traveled with it. She got it. Looks like she got hit in the face accidentally.
Yeah, I think Cadence
like hand was coming up one way, and her head was going the other way as she turned.
Got it in the eye, I think.
Yeah. Wasn't on purpose, and I don't think you can call a foul, and the official's not going to. I think it's the right thing. Just stop the clock, and she's going to come out of the game.
Technically speaking, I think you could call a foul, but I don't think it's appropriate there.
Yeah, I mean, because it was just kind of incidental contact.
Right.
Just unfortunately hit her in the side of the eye. So she's replaced Trice with the basketball. Out between the circles, out high left side. It comes to Lynn. Now between the circles, Melton back in. Hazen out high right side. Gets to Trice. Drives into the paint and lost a handle on it. And traveled with it. Now gets tied up.
It's got to be a jump ball or travel or something.
I mean, there was a travel long before the jump ball, but the possession arrow points back toward the Maroons. 1:33 to play. And inbounding will be Melton. Right side, Hazen for three on the wing. No good. Rebound off the hands of Lauren Livingston. Got tapped away. Trice comes away with it, and she tried to shoot a shot between three players, and they all three got a hand on the ball, and Kara Kilgore came away with it. Got it to Riley Jenkins. Riley down the left side of the lane around three players. Gets hammered. No call, and the rebound comes down to Trice. My goodness. Riley hasn't scored in this game.
No. That was only her second shot.
And a travel this time on Trice, went down the left right side of the lane and tried to stop and turn and picked up the pivot foot, 1:10 to play. But that's a good sign that we are up by nine and Riley hasn't scored yet.
Right.
Caden Slidek, right wing with it, who had Abby Davidson open, didn't get it to her soon enough, didn't pull the trigger. Now the ball got knocked away from Hazen.
Well, what it was Riley was in a bad spot to try to catch that ball, and she bobbled it, and then Hazen thankfully just knocked it out of bounds.
Lauren Livingston to inbound to Kiara Kilgore. Now Riley has. She's getting pushed all over the kid. They're not. They won't call the hand check.
And I think that's what Coach Massey's saying right now.
Now why the officials looking at it. Oh, nice, beautiful backfield pass from Riley to Abby Davidson. Couldn't hold on. Ball goes to the floor. Are we going to have a tie-up? Nope. Trice comes away with it, able to bounce it to Melton. Melton on the run right side. Kicks out to Hazen. She'll fire the three out high right side. That's too strong. Rebound. Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. 34 seconds to play in the half. Down court it goes to it's Caden Slidek, and she traveled. They didn't call it. Pulls up with a 10-footer and good. She tried to make up her mind she was going to pass it, then changed her mind. Well, I thought she traveled, and that's what the Moline bench was indicating, too. But Caden stopped and hit the shot, make it 29-18 Streaks. 18 seconds to play in the half.
You know, the other one I think keeps traveling is Hazen. Every time she shoots a three, she takes a hop before she goes into her shot.
Trice fires a three up high right side. Can't hit, but Hazen comes down with a rebound, turns around, puts it off the glass, and in.
First
point for Hazen.
First
2 seconds
quarter.
To play. Kara Kilgore along three out high. Off the back iron at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 29, the Moline Maroons 20. We'll take a timeout. Come back with our halftime show. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Boland's Towing and Repair is really cool.
But you fixed your car with the other guys, and you're driving, and your daughter says, I'm car sick. And the baby's crying. And a tire goes flat. The car stalls, and your old lady starts chewing your... For the love of God, make it stop. Here comes the tow truck.
All because you wanted to save a few bucks.
Trust Bolin's for ASC certified repairs and peace of mind. Fixing everything but dents on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
Today, with pictures and video and our ability to collaborate with the family.
Someone's final goodbye can literally be anything they want it to be.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Whether it's Harley Davidson, the St. Louis Cardinals,
fishing, quilting, singing, or family. We want to find out what your loved one loved.
And then we can create a personalized farewell that really celebrates their unique and wonderful life.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report, brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg and online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroons 29-20 is our halftime score. Thanks for being with us here tonight. At halftime on the boys' side, the Streaks up by 21 on the Moline Maroons at the Fieldhouse at Galesburg High School. 47-26 was their halftime score. Sophomores lost here tonight, 33-32. Kind of a heartbreaker. They had a couple of cracks at it at the end of the ball game. Couldn't get over the hump, but they had, it was kind of back and forth the last even minute of the ball game. It went back and forth. I think we had at least three or four lead changes, and Moline with the last one, and the Streaks couldn't convert. All right, so halftime here, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroons 29-20. We'll run down our scoring and stats Coming up here on our halftime report, brought to you by First United Methodist Church, corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. You can find them online at firstumcgalesburg.org. All right, Streaks with the lead here tonight, looking to go 5-0. And, yeah, again, interesting situation. We have no idea what's going on here. They have an interim coach, Randy Weeble. I kind of feel bad because I'm not sure what's going on. Coach Tracy Sanamore, who's been here, the last 3 years, I think, since Steve Ford gave it up. And I actually emailed her. She was still listed on the IHSA's website, also on the Moline High School website. But a gentleman I asked here, he's out there sweeping the floor right now, he's like, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. All I know is that we've got an interim coach now. So not sure. But anyway, I had emailed Coach Sandamore, and she sent me a roster and actually asked if I was going to get a chance to talk to her, and said, well, no, we're not really doing the opposing coaches ever, just, you know, trying to kind of be safe here this year. But at that point, it seemed like she was planning on being here. So no idea what's going on. Thought maybe she was ill or something, but we'll see. We'll see if what happens and if there's any more information that comes out about that. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead in the Moline Maroons 29-20. We'll come back with more, get a chance to check some halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball, Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Goes, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Now open 11 to 8 Wednesday through Sunday. The Packing House in Galesburg is ready to serve you. Enjoy their famous salad bar with soup or half sandwich for $9 all day, along with complimentary cinnamon rolls. And call to make your Valentine's Day reservations today.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
The forecast from the Laser is brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery in downtown Galesburg. Open this Sunday for everything you need for Valentine's Day. They'll add roses, chocolates, dinner, and a teddy bear for $59 to any jewelry purchase of $99 or more. A wind chill advisory in effect from midnight tonight until noon tomorrow. Snow overnight, a low of 2 below zero. The wind chill as low as 15 to 20 below. Snow likely tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies otherwise, and a high of 6. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 8 below. The wind chill as low as 24 below zero. And Sunday, cloudy skies, and a high of only 1. It is 1 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Halftime, Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroons 29-20. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here tonight. All right, halftime, we'll start off with some scoring. Lauren Livingston leading the way for the Streaks with 9 points, a couple of three-pointers, a 2 and 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Let's see, 8 points for Lily Hudgens, a couple of threes and a 2, had a really good start to the game. We've got 6 points for Abby Davidson on 3 baskets, 2 apiece for Audrey Peck, Cadence Leidick, and Kiara Kilgore each on a basket. Streaks 1-for-2 from the line, 4 three-pointers in the first half. For the Maroons, they were led by Isabel Smith with 6 points on a couple of three-pointers, 3 for Nady McDowell, none on a 3. Actually, 7 points to the leading scorer, Cadence Tatum, with a 3 and a couple of 2s. Then 2 points apiece for Caroline Hazen and Braylee Trice, each on a basket. They hit 4 three-pointers. They were 0-for-2 from the free throw line. The Streaks were down 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Maroons 19-2 in that second quarter, and that basket from Hazen late in the second quarter, their only score. So really nice run by the Streaks there, overcame some turnovers, and really nice run to take the 9-point lead going into halftime.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that you hit on during the second quarter, Tom, is they've done it without Riley scoring. She does have 4 assists, a block, and 2 rebounds, but she hasn't scored yet, and she's usually the one that's kind of leading this team in scoring as they go through game by game. But a nice job nonetheless, and they almost pitched a shutout there in the second quarter, which was huge. The defensive intensity picked up, and Moline didn't hit as many threes as they did in that first quarter, which was big. Streaks turned the ball over 9 times in that first half, 8 turnovers for Moline in the first half. Streaks out-rebounded the Maroons 24-16, including 9-4 on the offensive boards. Moline shot just 8 of 29 from the field, 4 of 14 from downtown. Streaks also were 4 of 14 from downtown, but they were 8 of 19 from inside the arc. So 12 of 33 from the field for the Streaks. So a nice job by the Silver Streaks in that second quarter. You're going to need more of the same if you're going to prevail in this one.
Streaks lead at 29-20 at halftime. Tom Meredith there. Gibson will keep you updated on the boys' game as they play the Maroons at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse, and they were up at halftime. 47-26. 47-26, so 21 points. The Streaks were up in that one. Let's see. Well, coming up on the schedule, the Streaks on tomorrow night, they will play host to the Geneseo Maple Leafs, and the boys will be at Geneseo tomorrow night. Eric and I will have the girls' game from the field house here on the Laser. The boys' game, of course, on WGIL, and they'll have their first road contest tomorrow night. And not that this one's not going to be a contest throughout the rest of it here tonight, but Geneseo Maple Leafs on the girls' side, the defending Western Big Six champions. They've got some really good players back on that team as well.
Well, yeah, and the schedule really escalates nicely for the Streaks. You started with Sterling, like I said the other day, a tough test, a team that beat you twice last year. But then you come into Moline, you have to play right away at Wharton, and now you're going to face Geneseo. And the good thing is, at the very least, is that you're getting Geneseo at home, even though it's not truly home because we'll be in the field house. But nonetheless, you'd rather have them there than up in Geneseo.
Right. All right, thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Drive a very nice certified pre-owned Nissan Maxima. This pro-certified lifetime warranty, this is all you want in a vehicle, whether it's a certified pre-owned from Galesburg Nissan or brand new. Peace of mind is what it provides. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles. Doesn't cost you anything. Now, if you would like, you can add to that. You can pay for some extra coverage, the Automotive Preferred Care Plus program. It's the best exclusionary coverage, and it covers a lot. So even for free, you're very well covered. But you can even add a little extra peace of mind. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Lauren Livingston left wing, penetrates, spins back toward the basket, off the glass, can't hit. Trice down with a rebound for the Maroons. Nice move by Lauren, just couldn't get the shot up off the glass. Quickly back the other way, Trice, partially blocked by Riley Jenkins. McDowell, none with the rebound. Her shot partially blocked by Abby Davidson. Now they get it to Tatum left baseline. She can't hit. Lauren Livingston with a rebound and gets knocked out of bounds. And what are they calling? I thought she got pushed out of bounds, but the ball's just going back to the Streaks. I guess it must have got knocked out of Lauren's hands.
Streaks come back the other way with Riley on the basketball.
And now it's Tatum Slidek left wing. She'll stop and fire the 18-footer off the mark. And Trice does a good job of keeping Abby Davidson from getting to it to save it in bounds. So we'll bring it back the other way with the Streaks leading 29-20. This is Tatum with it. Guarded by Caden Flatty. Gets to Trice. Now in the right corner, it goes to Smith. Airballed the three-pointer. Hazen with a rebound, and she stepped out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. No score yet here in the second half. 7:02 to play as Nadia McDowell-Nunn comes out of the ball game, and Ellie Smith checks back in for the Maroons. Riley Jenkins brings it across for the Streaks. Gets to Audrey Peck on the left wing. Nice look underneath to Cadence Leidick. Turns around, gets a shot blocked, though. Nice defense by Trice, and Trice will bring it the other way. Trice, pretty good athlete. Gets up and down the floor.
Yeah, Cadence needed to go right up with that. Right when she caught it, she hesitated and tried to do a half spin to go into a different shot, and unfortunately the defense had recovered at that point.
And now what was the call on pass the far sideline? Okay.
Pass to Hazen, and she was standing on the sideline.
Well, part of the credit you got to give for Moline that Riley hasn't scored is Hazen's been all over, but she's also fouled her a lot, and they're not calling it all. This is Lauren Livingston out high on the right side. Now Riley with it, out high on the left side. Looks over the defense, gives to Lily Hudgens, who's in left wing, three-pointer. Good! That's her third of the ball game. Lily for three. She's got 11. Make it 32-20. Biggest lead for the Streaks, 6:10 to play, third quarter. First basket of the second half for either team. Trice out high right side. She'll fire a three of her own, and she nailed it. Braylee Trice with five
now. That was
only
two.
Oh, was it two? Okay.
Yeah, I thought she was on the line, and they only put two up on the board.
Abby Davidson, little five-footer up and good on the pass from Riley Jenkins from the baseline. Abby Davidson puts it up again. She's got eight, and they get 34, 22 streaks, 5:45 to play third quarter. Trice to Hazen. Now it's Tatum out near the center circle. At the free throw line goes to Davia McDowell. Nunn drives down the left side lane. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Outlet to Riley Jenkins. Streaks with numbers. Riley down the left side. Gets it. Oh, pass stolen away by Smith for Moline. I don't think Riley didn't see her coming from behind. Tried to get it out to Lauren for the three. Now Trice with a long three from straight on. Can't hit. McDowell Nunn with a rebound. Left baseline. Can't hit. And Riley Jenkins with it for the streak. She'll bring it up left to the center circle. 5:10 to play third quarter. Audrey Peck between the circles for the streaks. Left wing, it goes to Lily Hudgens. She'll fire the three. Good! Lily Hudgens in fuego. My goodness, that's her fourth of the ball game. And Randy Weeble wants a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Just under 5 minutes to play. 4:59 to play. Nope, now it's going to be a full timeout. Okay. Well, we're under 5 minutes. I guess this is not their, not the 90-second, though, but Moline's still standing, so I don't know. Maybe he didn't have a 30 left. Is that it? And he doesn't know it, but they're still standing. The streaks are sitting. 4:59 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 37-22 lead on the Moline Maroons. My goodness, Lily Hudgens has she's done it all. She's nailed the three. But that, and the one move we talked about in the first half, a little extra step. I love the move, though, that she came in and kind of showed the ball and pulled it back and put it up and in.
She did kind of an elongated Euro step.
Yeah.
Euro steps. Over at the field house, the boys struggling in the third quarter. Moline's outscored them 20-6 to cut the streak lead down to 7 at 53-46.
All right, it'll be Moline basketball. They'll bring it the length of the court with 4:59 to play here in the third quarter. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know all the pretty much all the teams have some sort of video streaming on the games, and I'm not sure which service Moline is with. It they're with NHF or it was NFHS or
I
what?
Because
I can see the guy at the scorer's table shot from the right side up and no good, but Tatum down with a rebound. I can see at the scorer's table the guy with the showing the video on his laptop in front of us. I'm not sure where the camera's coming from though. Streaks bring it back the other way after the miss. Lauren Livingston fires a three on high right side. That's short. Rebound tapped away, and coming away with it is Melton for the Maroons. Melton on the dribble left side, stopped at the left elbow, kicks out to Tatum out high right side for three. Good. My goodness. Both teams heating up from beyond the arc. Tatum second of the ball game. She's got 10. Make it 37-25. Quickly back the other way. Lily Hudgens right wing, 17-footer up and good. Lily Hudgens
is feeling it.
With 16 in the ball game. Make it 39-25. The Maroons are saying, who the heck is this girl? Now they get it inside to McDowell. Nunn missed the easy shot, and the rebound tapped out by Audrey Peck. Riley comes away with it now to Kiara Kilgore. Right wing, it's Lauren Livingston. Left wing for three. Oh, right on the mark, but couldn't hit it. And a rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. Skied for it up off the glass, left side and in. Nice job by Audrey Peck. Went way up high for that rebound. Brought it down straight back up off the glass. Make it 41-25 streaks. 3:40 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's where when she's at her best is when she keeps that ball high, Tom, and she did a nice job there. Nobody can get to the rebound if she keeps it up there, and then she puts it right up and in. Another timeout by Coach Weeble.
All right, 3:29 to play. This, now he's saying a full timeout again. Well, he's standing anyway, so full timeout, and let's see, where are we at on our breaks here? We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well. It's Galesburg 41, Moline 25, 3:29 to play in the third quarter. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
The more you love someone, the more it hurts to lose them. So as much as we deal with the sadness and grief that comes with loss, we also get the privilege of seeing so much love.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
One of the best parts of what we do is hearing the wonderful stories that families share with us.
And if we can take those memories and create a farewell that encompasses all the love and joy and happiness they were a part of,
then we've done our job.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
3:15 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 41-25. Moline with the basketball. This is Belt Mount high left side. Left wing, it goes to Smith. Goes baseline, cut off by Kiara Kilgore. Now spins, shoots from behind the basket. Kiara may have got a piece of it, and she comes down with a rebound. Kiara Kilgore on the dribble. 3-on-2 break. Gives to Cadence Leidick, right wing. Pulls it back out and swings it to the left baseline. Riley Jenkins for three. Off the mark. Rebound comes down to Smith for Moline. Smith on the dribble. Left side, cut off, now kicks out between the circles to Tatum. Being guarded by Cadence Leidick, pulls it back into the center circle, out high right side, it goes to Melton. Now it's McDowell Nunn, gives to Smith on the left wing. 2:36 to play in the quarter. Now a long three from Smith. That was a knuckleball. There was no spin on that air ball. Riley Jenkins with the rebound. Riley on the run left side. Goes toward the baseline, pulls it back out, gives to Lily Hudgens. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger that time, and Lily's going to pull it back out, directs some traffic, gives to Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. Kara puts on the floor, gives to Lily out high on the right side. Right wing to Riley. Riley Jenkins on the dribble, bring it back out. She'll reset against the Moline. Looks like they're in that 1-2-2 again. Kara Kilgore, top of the key. Takes the dribble, gives to Lily Hudgens left wing. Lily puts it on the floor. Pulls it back out, bounces for Riley Jenkins near the center circle with under 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Out the free throw line, Kiara Kilgore steps just inside, kicks it down to the baseline to Cadence Leidick. Cadence penetrates, kicks out to Riley, left wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the mark, no good. Right on it, but it just rolled off, no good. Can't get the lid off the bucket tonight. Quickly back the other way. This is Smith. Runs down the left side. Nobody cut her off. Laid it up with a left hand and in. Now the ball knocked away on the inbound. It's going to go back to the Streaks. 8 points for Smith. Now a timeout called, and this is going to be the official's timeout.
Do you still need it if the other team has scored and called three timeouts in the quarter?
Yeah, I know. I guess that's the rules nowadays, I guess. All right, so let's see where we're at here. With 1:35 to play here in the third quarter, Streaks with a 41-27 lead. Trying to make sure I'm in the right spot where we need to go. Well, we'll keep it. We'll keep it right here this time. Save our break for the end of the quarter. But yeah, the Moline cheerleaders are over there cheering. I mean, they are pretty socially distant. They're not doing any lifts or anything. But they had a couple going down the floor doing the backflips, and they are cheering. I'm glad. I'm happy to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if the IHSA has changed the rules again and saying they can. But the dumb thing was, the cheerleaders could be there, but no chanting or cheering. It's like, well, fans, the place where the fans, they're going to be cheering and chanting. What's the difference? And the cheerleaders work hard to do what they do.
Right.
Why are you taking their sport away from them? Yeah. Just made absolutely no sense. I'm actually glad to see that here tonight. All right. So the Streaks with a 41-27 lead, 1:35 to play here in quarter number three.
Well, as everyone predicted, the Illini are trailing the Cornhuskers halfway through the first half, 22-16. The Nebraska came out on a 9-0 run to start the game.
And that's exactly what you wanted Illinois not to do. This is the team you come out, you put them away right away, take the wind out of their sails, but that's kind of been Illinois' M.O. this year. Streaks with it. Moline came out in a half-court trap, and Streaks broke it easily. Kiara Kilgore in the center circle, dribbles right, picks up. And their pass got knocked away. It's going to go to the sideline, back to the Streaks. So try to get it to Lauren Livingston on the baseline, and Smith knocked it away. Streaks will inbound on the far sideline. It'll be Lauren Livingston. 1:20 to play in the quarter, and it comes to Audrey Peck. Now Lauren has it on the dribble out high right side to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Out to Kiara Kilgore between the circles. Over the top, pass stolen away. Try to get to Lauren on the left wing. Step in the pass lane down Tatum right side. The runner is no good. Rebound comes down to Audrey Peck for the Streaks. Got knocked away. Audrey gets it back. Kiara Kilgore to Lauren Livingston left wing. Lauren drives baseline. Puts up the runner. Got hammered on the arm. No call. And the rebound comes down to Renee Shipp for Moline. Gives to Trice. Braylee Trice on the dribble. Spins the free throw line. Steps back. Left wing to Smith. Fakes the three. Dribbles baseline. Shot blocked from behind by Riley Jenkins. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Got fouled from behind. It's going to be Smith, I believe. Does go against, Isabel Smith.
Riley is so good at that, Tom. She gets behind. Once somebody beats her, she gets behind them. And the moment they bring the ball up, and she waits till the top of their jump, and then she just goes up and just puts her hand above the ball. So she's not swinging down. That's where you usually see that foul get called. She just puts her hand atop the ball to get the block.
Abby Davis back in. She'll give Kiara Kilgore a break. And full court pressure this time from the Maroons. Audrey Peck in the backcourt to Riley Jenkins. Now it's more of a three-quarter court press. They're going to try to trap in the corner, and the Streaks break it easily. Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Hands off to Riley Jenkins, left baseline. Back to Lauren for three, left wing. Off the mark. Rebound comes down to Trice for the Maroons. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Trice on the dribble down the left side of the lane. Nice bounce pass to Lynn. Turns around, puts it up, no good. Rebound Abby Davidson for the Streaks. Gets knocked away by Trice. It's going to go back to the Streaks. With 14.9 to play, they'll bring it the length of the court. Riley Jenkins working against Tatum. Back to Audrey Peck. Now it's Lauren Livingston in the backcourt to Riley in the middle of the court. Gets tripped up. And Hazen's going to get called for the foul that time.
That's her first, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the least of the contact that's happened. No, that's actually her second.
Oh,
I had it for one. They did call one early,
right.
Yeah. And that is just the second team foul in the half. Two on Moline, none on the Streaks. Lauren Livingston will inbound on the far sideline. And it comes to Riley Jenkins. Gets to Lauren Livingston in the center circle. 5 seconds to play. Long three from straight on. Off the mark. Rebound tapped up by Abby Davidson. We're going to have a tie-up with 0.8 to play. The possession arrow points toward the Maroons.
Suppose if you're going to get a tie-up, that's not a terrible time to have one happen because now you're going to get the ball
right in
the quarter.
And it comes to Tatum, and she'll fire the three-quarter court shot way short. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 41, the Moline Maroons 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks lead it 41-27. Fourth quarter just getting ready to get underway here from Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. Tom Aerdith, Eric Gibson. Streaks will have the basketball to start the final quarter. They outscored the Maroons 11-7 in that third quarter. 12-7. You're right. Streaks come out with Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins, Abby Davidson, and Lily Hudgens. And it comes to Riley on the right wing. Back to Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Takes a dribble, fires an 18-footer, partially blocked, and the rebound.
Should be streak ball.
Yeah, it should be streak ball. That shot was blocked. Well, the official right on the play didn't see it, and the official down on the baseline didn't see it, so it goes back to the Maroons. All right, Moline with it. This is Tatum, top of the key, fires a three straight on. Good. Tatum. She's got 13 and make it 41-30 Streaks. Riley Jenkins across midcourt left side. Streaks with numbers. Riley all the way to the basket. Lays it up. Got it.
No,
oh, no. They called a charge. Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, that was a terrible call.
Oh, Trice stepped up underneath her, and they called a charge. Wow.
This is another good example of why the semicircle needs to be brought to high school ball, because she was standing under the cylinder.
Wow. And, oh, not to mention she moved up under
right.
her as well as Riley was going up. Wow. So, unfortunately, Riley doesn't get the basket and doesn't get to go to the free throw line, and Moline has it. Now Trice fires a three. That's way short. Rebound comes out long, and Tatum knocked it. Actually, Audrey Peck got a hand on it. Then Tatum knocked it out of bounds. Streaks will have it near midcourt. It'll be Lauren Livingston to inbound for the Streaks, and she's actually in the backcourt. And it comes to Lily Hudgens. Now to Riley Jenkins out high left side to Lauren Livingston between the circles. Lauren picks up, gives to Audrey Peck out high left side. Swing it over to Lily. Down on the right baseline, Abby Davidson.
Nice.
Turnaround jumper from five is good. Nice feed from Lily Hudgens, and Abby Davidson puts it up and in. She's got 10, and make it 43-30 Streaks. Now a shot blocked. And Trice and Abby Davidson get tied up. Possession arrow points toward the Maroons. McDowell Nunn back in for Moline. She'll replace Lynn.
Who had that block? Was it Peck or Davidson?
I believe it was Abby. Yeah. So Tatum inbounds, left baseline. McDowell Nunn out high to Trice out high on the right side. looks over the defense, right baseline, it goes to Tatum, working against Lily Hudgens. Now gives to Trice, knocked away by Audrey Peck. And McDowell Nunn able to get it back, puts it up. Wow, I don't know how she got that one. She was under the basket and was able to kind of swing it up and in. Now the ball gets knocked away on the inbound. It's going to go back to the Streaks.
Yeah, and I don't know how she kept that ball in bounds, too. It looked like she was going to have to pull it from out of bounds.
So the Streaks will inbound again. Moline getting more aggressive with this full-court press. 45-30, Streaks lead, 6:35 to play in the ball game. Lauren Livingston in the backcourt.
It's actually 43-32. They gave that 2 points to the wrong team.
Now they have it 43-30. Lily Hudgens on the far side, drives baseline, brings it back out, and...
Double dribble?
What?
Or we got a we have foul for...
On Audrey Peck for something. I have no idea.
Her knee out?
Wow. This guy, I'm not sure what game he's been watching. So that's the second on Audrey. Wow. I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
So now they got it right, 43-32 Streaks. Trice knocked away by Audrey. Trice able to get back. Spins, travels. Thank you. Yeah. Well, the one official saw it. I don't know how the other two didn't. We saw it. Streaks get it back on the Moline turnover. 6:11 to play in the ball game. Streaks with the lead, 43-32. Inbound comes to Lauren Livingston. Still in the backcourt. Gets it across midcourt, and ball gets knocked away by Tatum. Tatum down the right side. Shot partially blocked by Audrey Peck. Rebound, a tie-up. And how did that have a tie-up? He's got ball. McDowell Nunn got away. Now Trice down the left side. Blocked by Audrey Peck. Trice gets it back. Audrey blocks it again, and they're going to call foul this time. Wow. And he called it for a hack. I mean, your hand was on top of the ball. If anything, it would have been with the body. I'm not so sure about that. That's now three on Audrey Peck. And Trice to the free throw line. Hits the first.
She's as active, for two, her first
I say as active as she's been, that's only her fifth point of the game. She had a basket and two misses from the line in the first quarter and then a basket in the third.
Well, let's say, I'll just tell you this. This game is not doing anything for her shooting percentage.
No.
She's 2 of 15 from the field.
Made the second free throw. Now Riley Jenkins across. Beats the full court pressure. Bounces for Lily Hudgens. Right wing, 17-footer. Bounces off, no good. Thought that was going to fall. Lauren Livingston rips the rebound away. Now the ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. Where's the tie-up? Finally, did he even blow the whistle? He's indicating jump ball, but I don't know if the whistle ever blew. And the possession arrow pointing toward the Streaks, fortunately, with 5:36 to play. Coach Massey's going to call a timeout. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:36 to play. Galesburg, we got our first palindrome of the year. Galesburg 43, Moline 34. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks lead 43-34, 5:36 to play here in the ball game. Coach Massey coming out of the full timeout. Streaks with it. They bring out Lily Hudgens, Lauren Livingston, Abby Davidson, Audrey Peck, and Riley Jenkins. Riley will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. See what kind of play Coach Massey drew up out of the timeout. And it comes to Lauren Livingston on the right baseline. Steps back, goes back to Riley in the right corner. Now it's out of the key, Audrey Peck, and the pass stolen away by Tatum. Tatum down the left side. Got it up and in. Wow, Tatum's having quite a game as well. And make it 43-36. Lauren Livingston across midcourt, beats the press, carried the ball, they didn't call it, and now her pass gets stolen away by Hazen.
Six turnovers now in this half of the Streaks.
Now Riley Jenkins returns a favor. Oh, what a crossover made Hazen go flying the other way. And now Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, he needs to settle them down a little bit. It looks like the girls are getting out ahead of themselves. The pace, this frantic pace that was here in the first quarter, and that's where the Streaks ended up only scoring 10 points, and they were down by 8 after the first quarter of play, Tom. And then the Streaks were able to gain the tempo that they want in the second and third quarters, and that's why they were able to push the lead to where they are. But now we're back to this frantic pace. This is not how the Streaks want to play this game.
And it's one thing to hurry and beat the press, but then settle down, set up your offense.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go back into the zone at some point to see Coach come back to Willie Hudgens again, because she was money on those open threes. Oh, nope, I take that back out there. She's out there now.
Yeah, she is, yep.
So,
all right, Lauren Livingston inbound in front of the Streaks bench, and it comes to Abby Davidson back to Lauren on the left sideline. Stops, fires a long three, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Smith for Moline. The Maroons with numbers. Smith on the dribble. Penetrates. The runner of the paint is up. No good. Rebound comes away to Abby Davidson. Come on. Call the foul. Wow. Yep.
We've got our mask. Yep. Timeout.
Yep.
It's a little earlier than we've been doing.
Yeah. Well, it's just once you get less than five and a dead ball. So we've got our timeout.
Mask
90-second mask timeout. All right, we'll take one as well. 4:55 to play in the ball game. Streaks with the lead. It's Galesburg 43, Moline 36. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Now open 11 to 8 Wednesday through Sunday. The Packing House in Galesburg is ready to serve you. Enjoy their famous salad bar with soup or half sandwich for $9 all day, along with complimentary cinnamon rolls. And call to make your Valentine's Day reservations today.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Moline basketball out of the timeout. Quick three from Smith. Left wing, no good, but Tatum with a weak side rebound. Kicks out to Trice on the wing. Trice spins back toward the paint. Now pulls it out high on the right side. Trice down the right side. Kicks to the right baseline to Tatum. Another three. Missed that one. Rebound taken away by Riley Jenkins. And, hey, thank you for the foul. Is it either Hazen or Smith? And I think it's going to go against Smith. Yep, does go against Smith. That is her first. Let's see. Second foul on Isabella Smith. Three team fouls each between the Streaks and Maroons. So inbound, and Audrey overthrew Riley. Streaks turned it over.
Streaks just doing a terrible job handling the press right now.
Tatum comes away with it. Gives to McDowell Nunn on high right side. Now it's Tatum. Top of the key. Hazen over the top. Tried to get it to Trice, but it's going to go off of Abby Davidson last. Unfortunately, Abby did, Abby. Did she slip over there?
She did on the concrete. Yeah. You know, that concrete over there has that gloss finish.
But unfortunately, Abby had gotten her hand up, and the ball went tapped off of Trice's hand right onto Abby's before it went out of bounds. Trice, left wing to Tatum. Now
we got a foul. Who's this going to be on?
Looks like Trice. Let's see. Nope. Oh, Hazen. Oh,
Hazen gets called for her third.
So that's three on Caroline Hazen. 4:17 to play. 43-36 is the Streaks' lead. Lauren Livingston in the backcourt. Gets it across to Riley Jenkins on the left wing. Yep, had to Abby Davidson goal, but Riley changed her mind. Didn't pull the trigger soon enough. Now Riley has it left corner. She'll bring it back out. Gives to Audrey Peck in the left corner outside the three-point arc. Back out high to Lauren Livingston. Riley Jenkins in the left corner for three. That's short.
Wow.
Bounce off the top of the glass twice, and came down to Braley Trice for the Maroons. Trice on the run, right side. Gives out high left side to Hazen in the paint to McDowell Nunn. Fakes, now puts it up high off the glass. No good. Rebound to Abby Davidson. She gets knocked to the floor, no call, but somehow Riley Jenkins came away with it for the Streaks. Riley's got it in the center circle, 3.5 minutes to play.
Good idea here by Riley. She slowed it down to get a play call from Coach.
Now Audrey Peck with it, looking for help. Don't want to get a five call, and she finally bounces for Abby Davidson.
Well, this isn't what you want. You've got Peck and Davidson handling the ball up top.
Now Tatum comes away with a steal, lays it up right side, and good. Man, Tatum is having quite a game for the Maroons, and now make it 43-38 with just over 3 minutes to play. Inbound to Lauren Livingston, getting pushed in the corner, and now... Nope, now we're going to have the push call. This is going to go against Tatum.
I would, if I'm Coach Massey here, Tom, I'm thinking about taking either Davidson or Peck out and bringing in a ball handler, because you've had multiple situations here where Audrey and Abby got stuck handling the basketball with multiple defenders on them.
And let's see. I think Kiara Kilgore may have come back in. I'm not sure. Coach Massey called a 30-second timeout with 3:03
to play. She's coming in for Lauren. Oh, maybe
nope.
Not.
Well, Lauren's just getting a bottle of water, so we'll see. Well, we got six standing there. We'll see which five come out. We'll come out on the
hopefully
fourth.
Not all six.
Well, yeah. Well, if we can get away with it. 3:03 to play. Streaks lead 43-38 here at Moline's Wharton Fieldhouse. Tomorrow night we will play host to the Geneseo Maple Leafs.
So Coach is going to bring Kara Kilgore in for Abby.
All right. Streaks with it. Kara with it. Picks it up and gets it over to Lily Hudgens. Got pushed, no call. Again, she's getting pushed
the entire time.
Yeah, the official on the play is not going to call it. The official on this side had to call the call. It. There was an official right there. Good call. McDowell, none, gets the foul. That's her first. That's five team fouls now on the Maroons. Yeah, they were pushing Lily toward midcourt. If you're not going to call the foul, you have to call travel.
Right.
Because they made her lift her pivot foot. Inbound comes to Kara Kilgore, right back to Lauren Livingston in the corner out near midcourt, right at the center circle. Now Hazen comes out and guards her. Under 3 minutes to play. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side now.
Lily has to go find somewhere and get set for a three because they're going to leave her wide open.
Now Kiara bounces for Lauren Livingston. They're reaching and pushing. My goodness. In the corner, Lauren with it and looking for help and tried to swing it inside to Audrey Peck. Pass got away, but Lily Hudgens comes away with it. Now it's Riley Jenkins with it with 2:24 to play. Lily now right wing. Back out to Riley. No pass got tapped away, and Tatum runs down, picks it up, lays it up off the glass, missed it, but Smith there for the rebound. The putback is no good. Rebound now McDowell Nunn has it. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. McDowell Nunn gets it again. Wow, falling to the floor. The shot went in. Audrey Peck got knocked to the floor. What are you calling? They called Audrey for a foul. Okay. Well, McDowell Nunn, I thought she just lost her balance.
Four fouls now on Audrey.
So McDowell Nunn, that shot somehow went in. And she's at the free throw line, and it's a three-point lead now for the Streaks with 2:09 to play. McDowell Nunn's free throw is up and good, and make it a two-point streak lead. Full court pressure. Riley gets it off to Lauren. Streaks with numbers. Lauren gets it across. Now gets to Lily Hudgens. Right wing. Thought about three. Now bounces for Audrey Peck. Down on the right block. Puts it up and got it. Nice decision by Lily. They came out to guard her that time. Made the nice bounce pass. Audrey put it up and in. She's got six. Make it 45-41. 1:45 to play in the ball game.
Yeah, and the Streaks cannot be shy about going to the basket here because I understand there's a lot of pressure. But when you break the pressure, you got to start looking to score. There's too much time left in this game.
Boy, Tatum carries it on every single dribble. Top of the key, Smith traveled, no call, gets it back to Tatum. Long three-pointer left side. That is way short, but there for the rebound. Fell right in the hands of Hazen. She put it up and in, just her second basket. Make it 45-43, 1:22 to play. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt.
Riley just got to break the defense.
And she did that time, brings it across midcourt.
She can do that every time, Tom, and she just got to start doing it.
Kara Kilgore with it to Riley, right at the center circle.
They're telling her foul now, and that's who the Streaks want fouled.
Yep.
I don't know why you would start fouling here. There's 1:06 left in the game.
The foul goes against Tatum. That's her third now.
Should be
Moline calls a timeout. Yeah,
sixteen
foul, yeah. So Moline calls timeout. We'll keep it right here.
That's her last timeout, Tom.
Okay, so that could be key with 1:06 to play. Streaks with a two-point lead, 45-43. So if they foul from here on out, the Streaks will be at the free throw line.
Well, and this is it's going to be imperative to try to keep the ball in the hands of Riley and Lauren if you can. They're going to just foul on all the way out, which I still don't understand fouling with at this point, especially considering how much pushing they've allowed to go. You would think you would just keep trying to push your way, and if the ball gets free, you're going to get some easy steals.
Well, especially with Tatum and Hazen, the way they play defense out there, they a lot of checking, pushing, they've been getting away with it, yeah. All right, 1:06 to play in the ball game. 45-43 is the Streaks' lead. And they will have the basketball coming out of the timeout at midcourt on the far side. All right, Streaks come out with Lauren Livingston, Lily Hudgens, Riley Jenkins, Kiara Kilgore, and Audrey Peck. And it'll be Lauren Livingston to inbound. See what they're going to set up out of the inbound. Lauren inbound near midcourt, looking for help.
Timeout. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that was a really, really quick five-second call.
Well, and the Streaks have two timeouts left, too.
Yeah. And I knew it was getting close, but I didn't, yeah.
The other thing is you got to move with some sense of urgency. The Streaks were kind of walking the spots, jogging. You know that they're trying to goat you into that. Somebody's just got to sprint into the backcourt there.
Yeah. Well, and Tatum was guarding Riley, doing a good job to, you know, keeping her from getting away, and nobody set a pick for her either.
They're trying to set up an ISO here for Trice.
56 seconds to play. Streaks lead by two. McDowell none with it out high left side. Tatum top of the key out high right side to Hazen. Hazen gives to Trice, top of the key, stops, pulls it back out with 45 seconds to play, working against Lily Hudgens. Trice dribbles right, now back to the left elbow, spins back to the free throw line, now brings it back out, top of the key, down the left side lane, travel, no call, gets it to Hazen. Now Tatum between the circles, 34 seconds to play.
Tom, she literally tucked that ball and started running with it.
Now McDowell none to Tatum, right wing, gets a Trice on the right block, shot partially blocked by Kiara Kilgore, rebound comes down to, I didn't see who that was, but the shot got blocked, Hazen comes away with it with 19 seconds to play, now Tatum with it, spins and travels again, no call, kicks it out to Trice, top of the key with 13 to play, now Tatum with it, McDowell none out high right side, 9 seconds, Trice to Tatum with 6. I don't know if they don't have much time left. Now Trice, top of the key, fires a long 3, short. Rebound Audrey Peck with 1 second to play to Lauren Livingston, and the Streaks come away with the win. Lauren nearly hit a shot from inside half court. The Galesburg Silver Streaks come away with a win. My goodness, I'm not sure.
I don't think that's been a long time since I've seen a 1 minute plus per possession like that.
And I'm not sure until right before Trice put up that shot. I don't know that any of the players knew how much time was on the clock. That's what it looked like to me, because then she looked up right before she got it, and she's like, I got to fire a shot up.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the Streaks come away with the victory here tonight. It was a hard-fought one. We kind of knew it would be, and Streaks get the win, moved to 5-0. Final score, Galesburg 45, Moline 43. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our final stats, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win at 45-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400. Excuse me, we're not on there. We're on 92.7 FM, the Laser.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser has been brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yem and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yem Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Grand Cherokee or Jeep Renegade. Get 0% for 84 months. A new 2020 Chrysler Voyager van, 0% for up to 72 months. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yem Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit to Yem for details.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center tackling the centuries-old mystery of the candy heart.
Not only are they an acquired taste, but those sappy quotes.
I say we change them. Instead of be mine, how about marry rich?
It's hard to see the romance when your car's been damaged in an accident.
But when you bring it into Bates, that's when we show you the love.
And return your car to you as quickly as possible with a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
You gotta love that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The forecast from the Laser is brought to you by Cole's Diamond Gallery in downtown Galesburg. Open this Sunday for everything you need for Valentine's Day. They'll add roses, chocolates, dinner, and a teddy bear for $59 to any jewelry purchase of $99 or more. A wind chill advisory in effect from midnight tonight until noon tomorrow. Snow overnight, a low of 2 below zero. The wind chill as low as 15 to 20 below. Snow likely tomorrow morning, cloudy skies otherwise, and a high of 6. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 8 below. The wind chill as low as 24 below zero. And Sunday, cloudy skies and a high of only 1. It is 1 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats to Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WTIL sports coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show, brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks hold on for the win, 45-43 over the Moline Maroons. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, and joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Coach, you held on. It was they came out with some really good defense with that three-quarter and full-court press late and got you in a little bit of a hurry, but you still were able to hang on.
Yeah, their coach Randy, I've known him for years, and he does an excellent job. And, I mean, they ended up played some zones and in the possession switched to man. They played some triangle two. They played some 1-2-2. They did some half-court trap. So it was, obviously a defensive clinic on his part. And I thought, Lily came off the bench and did an outstanding job of when they were going to try and take Riley and Lauren out, that she made the big shots for us. And our post players started slow, but I thought they then came on and did a nice job for us.
Yeah, some tough matchups, like with Trice. She's a bigger girl, but able to come out and handle the ball. She can go in and post up, and I thought you guys did a good job. She ended up, seemed like she had a ton of points. She only ended up with 6 points, so I think you guys did a pretty good job. It just seemed like she was all over the floor, but she didn't score a lot, though.
Right. I thought Lauren did an outstanding job on her defensively and got some help, with it. In terms of things, but that key, and they're, they do things that make it tough, that they like Abby Davidson, a lot of the time the only one left for her to guard was a perimeter three-point shooter, and it's just a different mindset, and Abby isn't quite at the point where she's ready or able to do that and stuff with it. But we do work on press break, but I mean, you'd never know, looking at it and stuff, that it was a struggle tonight. And that at the end it says something about Kiara, that we brought her in because we wanted her helping handle the ball in the late situations, and we'll get better at those things. But as I told you earlier, that I thought in the fourth quarter there was a stretch of about maybe four possessions where we took shots in the first 5 seconds of the possession, and we don't want to do that with a lead with things. The irony was that the shots they took were open shots. If we hit a couple of them, maybe we changed the nature of it.
Yeah, and I know I talked about mentioned the fact that they got you in a bit of a hurry with the press. It was a really, really physical game, too, so I think that's kind of the mindset. Hey, they're going to trap, and they're going to bump and push and everything. I need to get away from it before they trap me, and so we get in a hurry thinking that way.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely physical. I don't think there was a foul called until the fourth quarter in the second half at all with it. And I think I don't think it was advantage, disadvantage, one side or the other. I think players on both sides adjusted and realized that they were letting them play, and they did.
Well, and you think you look at Riley's stat line as far as scoring after, you know, what she did the other night, and you knew, as you said, you know, Coach Weeble, you knew they were going to come out and do something, and they did a good job on Riley, but she was still able to do some things, still distribute the ball, couldn't get a shot to fall, but she was able to do some other things for you, and defensively as well, as always.
Yeah, and, you know, it's too bad in high school they don't have the charge circle there.
Exactly, that's what Eric mentioned. Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't a great defensive player back in the day, but that was one of the things I tried to do, is you get under the net and draw the charge when the kid's coming down, and there's no way they can defend that at all. And unfortunately, I thought for Riley, she made good plays, and the ball was clearly out of her hand and stuff. On a different level, any of the other levels, that's not called, but high school doesn't have it.
Well, you weren't paid to play defense. That's what it was.
I wasn't paid to play much anything.
Coach Adam Massey.
Good news, Louisiana Tech won tonight.
Oh, good. Another
they
one.
They won at home 70-57. I just checked that. And against Alabama-Birmingham, and it's a battle of first and second in the conference. So big win for Allen and his crew. So go home, and I'll watch that on tape.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good win here tonight. Tough one tomorrow night. The Maple Leafs come to town. Yeah, back a little home cooking.
Yeah, but really proud of the girls that they've, you know, obviously a good start, and tonight was they battled all the way to the end.
Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show, brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, 1849 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Streaks win it here by a final of 45-43. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about this one. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Tricia and Mark Thomas discuss why it truly is the greatest kindness to pre-plan for your family.
On top of the difficulty of just navigating the early days of grief, loved ones have to try to determine what the person they've just lost would have wanted.
It can be overwhelming, to say the least.
At Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer pre-planning services that will ease the burden on your family members in the wake of your passing.
Just because you pre-plan doesn't mean you have to prepay.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois, Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks girls get a victory over the Moline Maroons 45-43. Well, unfortunately for the boys, they are in overtime now with the Maroons. They were they had a big lead in that ball game. Moline able to come back. Now they've gone to overtime. Would have never thought we would get done before them tonight.
No.
So Brad Bedowitz and Steve Cheeseman have that one on WGIL. Again, the Streaks went to 45-43. They hang on. They outscored 16-4 in that fourth quarter. And as we talked about with Coach Massey, Streaks got a little bit rushed with the full court pressure. And again, I still think, Eric, and you can think back as a player, same with me, you know, you get, especially as a guard, you kind of get in that mindset. It's hard to not tense up when that happens, and you're trying to hold the lead, and you're thinking about that rather than thinking about winning. You're thinking about holding on, and then when the game's also really physical like it's been, you're thinking about that. Hey, if I get trapped, they're going to be all over me, and how right. I got to hang on the ball. So instead of waiting to get in a trap, I just need to go and you know, get up court as quick as I can.
Well, and that's kind of why I was surprised that the ball didn't stay in Riley's hands more, because she's one of those guards that can beat a press all on her own because of how agile she is. And, you know, you pull some of the other offensive players back, it requires some of the defensive players to sit back as well. So I think that's one of those things, when they go back and look at the film, they'll see that had Riley just taken, she's going to beat Trice and Tatum off the dribble, that's no problem. So then you look at, well, what can I do from that point? Once I get it up the floor, you get a big in the middle by the free throw line, and then all of a sudden you're in business. But yeah, it's tough when you're in the moment, because everything's moving much quicker at that point.
hard-played game. And, yeah, you heard Coach Massey say what you've said all along, that semicircle under the basket where the charge shouldn't be called. And honestly, on both of those plays, I think it was the wrong call anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because they both stepped up under Riley. They were moving, and, you know, she didn't get up in their airspace. They were under her and moving, and, so it's unfortunate those cases. But, I mean, the good news is, even without Riley scoring, you still come out with a win. And that, you know, some other players step up, as he mentioned, Lily, and, you know, just and Riley also one of those players who was able to do other things other than scoring to help her team win.
Yeah, and I think that it's one of those things where some players would come out and get very dejected by the fact that their shots aren't falling. But what you saw from her in this game was that she just continued to play hard and continued to contribute. I mean, she finished with 7 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks, 7 rebounds. So she still filled up the stat sheet, and that's the kind of thing you want to see from your senior guard, especially when her shots aren't falling.
Streaks went at 45-43, the final score. Let's go ahead and get started on our post-game stats here tonight. We'll start with scoring for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They were led by Lily Hudgens. What a game she had coming off the bench. She hit 4 three-pointers and a couple of 2, 16 points on the night for Lily Hudgens, 8 in each half. 10 points for Abby Davidson on 5 baskets. 9 points for Lauren Livingston. She had a couple of 3s, a 2. She was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Audrey Peck on 3 baskets. 2 points apiece for Caden Sladek and Kiara Kilgore on a basket apiece. The Streaks, 6 three-pointers in the ball game. Their only 2 free throws they attempted were the ones that Lauren Livingston shot. For the Moline Maroons, they were led by Cadence Tatum. We talked about what a good game she had defensively, offensively. She hit 3 three-pointers, 4 twos. She ended up with 17 points in the ball game. Only one of double figures for the Maroons. 8 points for Nadia McDowell Nunn, including a 3, a couple of 2s, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. 8 points for Isabella Smith, a couple of 3s and a 2. 4 points for Caroline Hazen on a couple of baskets. 6 points for Braylee Trice, 2 baskets, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 three-pointers also for the Maroons, 2 for 4 from the free throw line.
Well, 15 turnovers for Moline. Streaks numbers, not very pretty, 20, but of those 20, 9 of those came in the fourth quarter when that press was being employed.
Well, and you're also talking about the 2 charging calls on on Riley as well.
So, yeah, exactly. So I mean, that's tough, and that's not something that is going to make anybody happy, but at the same time, you see some of where that came from. Streaks were out-rebounded 41-39, including 16-10 on the offensive boards. Just a total flip of the script from that first half. And you saw Moline hit the point where they were going to have to go all out to get back in this game, and that's exactly what they did. Moline shot at 17 of 67 from the field, including 6 of 25 from downtown. Streaks were 19 of 54 from the field, 6 of 24 from deep. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Audrey Peck finishes with 9 rebounds, a steal, and 6 blocks. Abby Davidson had 7 rebounds and a block. Lauren Livingston had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Now, this tells you what kind of game it was, Tom. Lauren shot 3 of 15 from the field, all of those coming in the first half, all the makes coming in the first half. So she had no points in the second half. The Streaks are still able to pull out the win, and that's with Riley also not scoring in this game. Abby Langenfelter finishes with 3 rebounds. Caden Slidick had 2 assists. Kiara Kilgore had 5 rebounds to go with her 2 points. Lily Hudgens had 3 assists, a steal, and a rebound to go with her 16. And Riley Jenkins, I said this earlier, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. She was 0 for 5 from the field. So you combine Lauren and Riley, they were a combined 3 of 20 from the field, and the Streaks still able to get the win.
Well, but if you look at those other stats, add those up, that would be what? 12 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, those up, it all kind of comes together
right for
them. So, all right. Well, the Streaks won it here tonight. That's the main thing. They're now 5-0, 45-43 win. Moline drops to 0-4 on the year. Doesn't get any easier tomorrow night. The Geneseo Maple Leafs come into town. They got a very good squad. And a lot of the girls back from last year, the super sophomore they had last year, what was it? McCormick. I don't remember what her name was, but they had a really good team coming back still. And we'll have our work cut out for us tomorrow night, but we'll be back at the field house in Galesburg. Streaks winning here tonight, 45-43. We will take a timeout, and we'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free, four times per year, for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
It was not at all like the picture.
Girl, what have I told you? You gotta check the reviews.
That goes for eye care, too. And when you read the reviews on Google or Kehoe Eye Care's Facebook page, you'll see they have 4.9 out of 5 stars and lots of positive comments about the friendly staff, efficient and knowledgeable service, and latest technologies. These are people just like you who had great experiences at the most reputable eye center around. So read the reviews and make an informed decision to trust the professionals at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks with a win here tonight at Moline's Wharton Fieldhouse. Final Galesburg 45, Moline 43. Streaks were down 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Maroons 19-2 in that second quarter. They outscored Moline 12-7 in the third quarter, led 41-27 heading into the final quarter. But Moline made a run, came out with that four-court press and cut it. And they had the ball for the final, what, minute?
Yeah.
And I just think they ran it down, and that I don't think any of the players knew how much time was on the clock until Braylee Trice at the top of the key looked up at the clock with about, maybe 3 seconds to play, and then decided, I got to fire up a three-pointer.
She was just going to have to chuck it at that point.
Yeah, so got to be aware of the clock, among other things, but the Streaks come out with a victory, and that is a good thing. All right, time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And again, you know, a night Riley Jenkins doesn't score, she still did some really good things. 7 rebounds, 7 assists, couple of steals, 3 blocks. I mean, still did some really good things. Lauren Livingston, all her points came in the first half. Abby Davidson, as we talked about, with 10 points, 7 rebounds, and Coach Massey talked about the bigs and what they did. She, Audrey Peck as well, with 6 blocks, 9 rebounds, but got a bit of a spark off the bench tonight, and that's that was huge, especially when the scoring wasn't coming from your scorers.
Yeah, and we're gonna go with the senior Lily Hudgens for Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game. And I was trying to think about this, Tom. I'm pretty sure this is her varsity career high, 16 points.
I'm pretty sure. I know, because she had some games with like maybe 3 or 4 threes maybe last year. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the high. I think you're right.
And she just a phenomenal job for her to step up in this situation with a game where, you know, so much attention was being paid to Lauren and Riley, and she was able to hit some big shots, as Coach talked about. 16 points, 3 assists, a steal, and a board. A nice game for Lily off the bench, and really played her role to a T today.
Absolutely. Lily Hudgens, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks won at 45-43 is the final score. Looks like the Galesburg Guy boys are in overtime.
They
against
pulled
the
it out.
Oh, they did.
88-84.
Wow, so congratulations to Coach Hart and the Streaks boys team. They come out with a win tonight at the field house, and, of course, they will play the Maple Leafs tomorrow night as well. Streaks win it here tonight from Wharton Fieldhouse. Final score, Galesburg 45, Moline 43. Thanks to our studio engineer, Will Stevenson. For Eric Gibson, Tom Eredith saying good night from Moline.
WGIL Sports thanks you for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.